Paul Raymond here for Q92 Radio. Well, the La Caprile Valley robotics team is on their way to the state robotics tournament being held in the cities, right, guys?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. We have a couple La Caprile Valley students here that are part of the robotics team, JT Allstead and Charles Rosemeyer. Did I say that right, Charles?
Yes, he did.
All right. I practiced a few times, didn't I? Thanks for coming into the studio. We're going to talk La Caprile Valley robotics. Probably one of the fastest growing, it's a sport, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you call it a sport?
Yeah. Oh. Sport slash activity. Yeah.
Yep. Probably the fastest growing sport in the country, isn't it?
I'd say it is, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams, a lot more joining every year.
All right. Before we start, tell us a little bit about yourself. Charles, we'll start with you.
Well, I started robotics as a freshman, and I've also been involved in baseball until this year. I quit to do robotics for state this year.
Okay.
I'm also involved in theater. Just had to play last weekend. And
okay.
Yes team, and I'm involved in that. And
that's other activities you're involved in at La Caprile?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do I get one of those La Caprile Valley robotics caps you're wearing there?
Well, last time we sold them was 4 years ago.
Oh, 4 years ago. I think we need new caps, don't you?
Yeah.
I'd buy one. Sure, that looks sharp. All right, JT, how about you?
I've also been in robotics since I was a freshman. I'm involved in golf, which is finally starting after all this snow.
Yeah.
And a lot of other activities at school. It would take a while to list them all off.
Well, I want to hear them. Some of them.
NHS, Student Council, Yes Team, Theater, Knowledge Bowl.
When do you sleep?
Not much lately.
Okay. What grade are you guys in?
Seniors. We're both.
Both seniors. We're both seniors. Okay. So tell us a little bit about the La Caprile Valley robotics team. Just chat away about it.
Well, we made state for the first time in 5 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
So, yeah.
How do you make it to state?
Well, you do good in your competition.
It's a little... Good answer, Charles.
It's a little complicated. It's based on how well you do at the first competition that you compete in. Like, there's a lot of factors.
And where was that? Where did you compete?
Grand Forks.
Grand Forks, North Dakota?
Yep.
Okay. And you have to kind of qualify for state then?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And everyone, what's everybody do? I know you have some certain jobs, right?
Yep. Well, there's people help build the robot. You can program the robot. We don't have much of that right now. But you can design, help CAD it. Other things too. There's, promoting our robotics team. Yeah, you know, get people media to help with that.
Who does that?
Julie does a lot of that.
Julie Asfeld?
Yep.
She's still in high school? Okay. No. All right, good. Yeah. So what is your job, Charles, on the robotics team?
I help build the robot, and that's about it.
Okay. That's about it. That's a big it, huh?
Yeah.
So does everyone – here's my question. Does every school get the same – parts to build a robot? Is everyone building the same robot?
Well, we got to build a robot to do the same job. And there's many different things you can put on the robot. Use different brands, different companies of parts you can use.
Yeah. Because at the beginning of the season, there's the kickoff event where they tell you what the challenge is. Then they give you a manual with all the specifications of how big your robot can be, the things it can and can't do, all the extra rules that stack onto that. So it does seem like sometimes robots tend to go towards the same direction with all the specifications, but
okay. JT, what's your job on the robotics team?
I help build the robot too, but mostly it's just grabbing tools for Charles so he can build it.
you're also a rules guy too.
Yeah, and I'm the co-driver of the robot.
Well, you got to have a driver.
Yep.
So who is the most important part on the team? Like, who would be the quarterback? Is there such a thing?
I think most people are pretty important to the team because you got to have a lot of different things to go on.
Another good answer there, Charles. You give good answers. So you drive the robot, JT. So is that like a stick shift or like running a gamer? Or?
So I'm the co-driver. So August is the main driver. He uses a Xbox controller, which is programmed differently now because we switched to Swerve Drive. But it's just using the joysticks to drive it. I'm the co-driver, where we have this big button board where we pre-programmed a bunch of the activities that we need our robot to do.
Gotcha.
So we don't have to manually adjust it every single time. Like, for our competition, we have to move the elevator up and down to different levels to place cones and cubes.
So you're picking up cones.
Yeah.
And you got to put them in where?
Onto poles.
Stack them? Is that what it's called, stacking?
Yeah. It's a grid thing that you place them on. But so essentially, we have the pre-programmed levels, so our driver doesn't have to spend all the time manually adjusting it to the right place every time.
Okay.
We can just press a button and be right where we need to be.
Okay. Do you guys get a rush at these tournaments when the bell or gun goes off? Gun. There's no gun involved, right?
No gun.
Not like track.
Okay. No.
It's a timing thing too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how the matches usually go is that there's a 15-second autonomous period beforehand where you program something for your robot to do, and you have to stay behind the line, hands off of controllers, and your program runs itself to score some points, and the points you score are worth a couple extra points in autonomous because it's not a human being doing it. And past that, then the buzzer rings, and then there's, is it 2.5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Two and a half minutes of you driving.
Okay. Awesome. Charles, how many students are involved in the Lac Pro Valley Robotics team, roughly? Well,
our team is really small compared to most other teams. Most other teams have about 40, 50. We have 10.
Oh, wow. So, and you still get the job done, though.
We get the job done, yeah. Now,
boys and girls?
Yep. We got...
How many girls you got on team?
Two.
Who are they?
Oh. Claire Lowry and Kylie Asfield.
Okay. And can you name the other guys or not? Remember them?
Let's see if I can remember all... So we got, yeah.
Yeah, just...
Who's on the team there?
Tony, what's his last name? we got Brody Peterman, August Amland, Tyler Rolfsmeyer, Dante Torres, and RJ Koosman are all the other guys.
Okay. And who's your instructors then, or your coaches?
David Raditz and Julie Asfield.
Okay. And you having fun at robotics?
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a very fun season.
All right. It takes a lot of money to be on to run a robotics team, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Talk about that. You got a big fundraiser coming up. JT, go at it there.
Charles can talk about
okay,
it.
Charles, okay, Charles.
About the showcase?
Yep.
So this Saturday, April 29th, we will be showing off a robot at the Mercantile. And it's just showing off what our robot can do. And if you want to donate, you can.
Okay.
So that's all.
So this is a public event.
Yep.
All ages are invited. It'd be a good family event, I think, to bring kids down and see what this robotic is all about. And it's a huge fundraiser. They need a lot of money to go to state and to do some other things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if people can't make it Saturday, can they still donate to somebody or contact somebody out of school?
Yes, they can still donate. We can contact anyone on the robotics team or any of the mentors on the robotics team.
Okay. When is that again, JT?
May 6th. No, not May 6th.
No.
This Saturday. The state April. Is May 6th. This event is this Saturday, April 29th.
At the Madison Mercantile. So come on over and watch the Lac Pro Valley Robotics team. You can ask a lot of questions like I will be and support their effort to go to state tournament and others. So where's the state held at?
It's held in Minneapolis at the University of Minnesota.
Okay, Williams Arena or Marucci Arena?
Williams Arena.
Okay, yep. Williams Arena. Okay, awesome. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, it's going to be lots of fun.
All right. How can people follow? Is it online or...
It's live streamed on Twitch. Okay,
there'll probably be a link on your Facebook page or something like that?
Yep.
You know, if Julie would do her job, then everybody would know where the online would be, right?
Yeah.
I'm teasing. Julie does a great job promoting Lac Pro Robotics. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming. Anything else on the robotic team?
No, that's it. Thank you for interviewing us.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I want a Lac Pro Robotics cap there, Charles.
We'll try to get them next year.
Okay, you do that. Thanks for coming in, guys. That's JT Alstead and Charles Rosemeyer. From the Lac Pro Valley Robotics team, come on down on the Madison Merc this Saturday, April 29th, from 4 to 6. You can meet the team, see the robot. Will you let me drive the robot?
No.
What?
Hey, we could bring one of our old robots.
You're not going to let me drive the robot? Oh, I got to try. So we'll try that out. So, all right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep. Thank you.